Dear viewers, dear listeners, we greet you very warmly to the first program in this series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them. Have you ever thought about what Jesus of Nazareth may have spoken about with his disciples as they traveled over the countryside 2,000 years ago? What Jesus taught back then in the inner circle of his apostles and disciples is today available for the first time to interested people. It is the great cosmic teachings revealed by Christ himself through Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Christ has fulfilled what he announced as Jesus of Nazareth. But when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. The Spirit of Truth is here. He has come in the prophetic word through his teaching prophetess Gabriella. Ever since 1975, and as God's prophetess, she has been interpreting the heavenly language into our human words. At the beginning of the 1990s, through Gabriella, Christ revealed the great cosmic teachings which point out to us human beings our true spiritual heritage, the eternal being of the soul, the all-encompassing consciousness. Deep within our soul, we may feel into the life which is our homeland, and thus learn who we truly are, where we come from, and to where we will go. Gabriella, the great teaching prophetess and emissary of God, has expounded upon and explained the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Her explanations are contained in 5 volumes of explanations on the great cosmic teachings. They are instructions as to how we as human beings can understand the axioms from the Spirit of God and apply them in our daily life. In this extensive program series, we may read from the books of the same name, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, and pass on the explanations which Gabriella, who is with us in the studio today, gave about them. You and all of us can learn much from them, also for our occupation and family, for the daily life of young and old. If you'd like to, try it out. In today's first program, we begin reading in the first volume.
Christus spricht.
Christ speaks. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of the material universe and the soul realms. In me and with me, you shall mature into the eternal life. Where I am in the Father, just as you too are also with me in the Father. There is neither beginning nor end, because God is, and we are in God. For I, the Christ of God, raise all things to the light of truth. To the statement of the Christ of God, Alpha and Omega, I am the Alpha, Gabriella gives the following explanation. The Alpha in God means the beginning of creation, of the pure being, which took on form. God, the primordial power, breathed out, and it was. Very gradually, spiritual suns and planets, spirit beings, animals, plants, and minerals formed out of the inexhaustible source of the primordial power. This eternally expanding, divine heavenly mechanism is the eternal immortal being, our homeland. God, the power, the light, knows no beginning. God, the light and the power was and is eternally, because God is.
Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, we heard the words of the Christ of God. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of the material universe and the soul realms. Gabriele's explanations help us to understand this statement. She explains regarding this. The Alpha is also the beginning for the fall planes. Through the fall, soul realms and matter came into being. Through the fall thought, parts of the spiritual planets fell. They separated from the pure being and arranged themselves outside of it. Fall beings fell with them, and with them the nature kingdoms too. For the life in God is a whole. The heavenly bodies, the beings, the animals, the plants, and the minerals are a part of life. This is the unity in God. And God gave this unity to the fall beings to take with them on their journey all the way to matter. God, our eternal Father, allowed the fall, for every child has his free will. He was and is with his renegade children. His light, his power, continued and continues to stream to them. Everything that is life out of God, because God is the life. And so God is also in density, in matter. For in matter too, he is the indwelling life.
Da Gott in allem ist,
since God is in everything, God is also in the beginning, in the Alpha, and also in the end of density, in the Omega. Through Christ, his first beheld Son, the co-regent of the heavens, who is one with him, everything will be transformed and guided back into the eternal light. Let us now hear further explanations from Gabriele, who wants to give us an inkling of our true eternal life.
Gott, das strömende Licht, kennt weder Anfang noch Ende.
God, the streaming light, knows neither beginning nor end, for he is out of himself. The streaming light, he came forth as a being. Out of himself, the streaming light, he also created us, the pure beings, his children. We are in his image, light that has become form. God is the Father-Mother God. In the father-mother principle lies the great heart magnet for children. Consequently, he created the eternal being that became form, the heavens, with his children, with the spiritual families who, in turn, live in the great family of God.
Das Dualprinzip ist wie der Vater Mutter Gott.
Like the Father Mother God, the dual principle is the giving and the receiving. The Father Mother God is the primordial Father. The duals call themselves dual father or dual mother. They are the principles out of God, the positive, the giving, the male principle, and the negative, the receiving, the female principle. God thus breathed the giving and the receiving into the beings just as He Himself is giving and receiving.
In the book, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, we read more explanations from Gabriella. God breathes in and out. Infinity expands unceasingly. There is no standstill. God continuously creates spiritual heavenly bodies. The spiritual children come forth out of the union of the dual principles, out of the giving and receiving, so that the heavenly being, our home, expands and is populated more and more. All of us, each one of us, bears a soul within himself. Once the soul purifies itself, it will again become a light-filled being of the heavens, a spirit being. On the way to God, we return into the primordial stream. We return to our spiritual families, to our spiritual kin, from where we came. Our true life is there. We belong there, and we will also be there again through Christ our Redeemer.
Durch Christus, unseren Erlöser.
Christ has set out to guide us back. He walked the path over this earth to Golgotha. He gave to each soul and each human being out of His light potential, which guides us home. Therefore, the soul can reach the Father only through Christ, through no other power, no matter what it calls itself. Christ is the redeeming power, and the path back into the eternal being goes by way of Christ.
Christ says, "In and with me you shall mature into the eternal life, where I am in the Father." Gabriella leads us into the understanding of this statement. She explains, "For us, in me means to find our way to Christ in order to resurrect in Christ and then to live in Him. We walk the inner path from the level of order to the level of the divine earnestness in order to make the Redeemer light in us shine. When we have developed the four levels of order, will, wisdom, and earnestness for the most part, we have resurrected in Christ. Christ then leads us on to the Eternal Father. We have to find our way into the inner light, to Christ, for Christ is our way and our goal. He is the inner light, the inner life. To find our way to Him means to find ourselves, the true self within. In the words, "In me and with me, you shall mature into the eternal life," Christ addresses each one of us in order to say, "Come to me first. Find yourself in me. Then you can return with me into the consciousness of the eternal being as the eternal being."
Gabriele erläutert.
Gabriele explains, all of infinity can be in one word. How many words, that is, gifts of infinity, do we receive from our brother and redeemer, Christ, so that we find our way back to the life that is within us and that unites us? A small passage from the great cosmic teachings could open all heavens for us. Let us immerse into the words of absoluteness in order to learn again the language of the inner being, the language of our true being.
Die Sprache des reinen Geistwesens,
the language of the pure spirit being is the language of light that is sent out and received in pictures.
Blicken wir in die Aussagen,
if we look into the words of the eternal law, we very gradually learn the language of pictures, because our human language too is a language of pictures.
Lernen wir die Sprache der Himmel.
Let us learn the language of the heavens. Then we understand one another better, because we recognize who we truly are. Through this, we gain more and more respect for our life and for our true being, which is the infinity in eternity.
Liebe Mitmenschen, die Erläuterungen von Gabriele zu den Lehrsätzen des Christusgottes.
Dear fellow people, and so, Gabriele's explanations regarding the axioms from the Christ of God are also a very practical help for us to change our life on earth toward the positive. Let us hear more. Gabriele explains, the language of the heavens is the language of love. To learn the language of love means to understand our neighbor, to no longer belittle him, and to make ourselves aware every day that in him too is the positive part, God, the eternal that cannot be burdened. God is in our neighbor. And what is in him is also in us. When we recognize ourselves as the son or daughter of God, heirs to the powers of infinity, we will also accept our neighbor and our inner being, for we understand that he is a part of us, because God is indivisible and is the totality in every one of us. By accepting and understanding, we establish communication with our neighbor and, at the same time, the connection with God. Through this, we learn the language of the Spirit, the language of selfless love, the law of inner life.
Nehmen wir aus der Aussage des Herrn.
Let us take two words from the sentence of the Lord, in me and with me you shall mature into the eternal life. Mature into. What is in these two words? Let us feel into these words. Let us allow these two words to come up in us as pictures. Often, the Spirit of God said to us, in the shell of the word lies the meaning, which alone makes it alive. Into one word, I put the infinitely many facets of life, the I am. And so, the fullness, the law of the heavens, is in one word.
Weil dies so ist,
since this is so, the Word of God is a treasure that wants to be brought to light by us. With the feelers of our inner being, We can feel into the word so that what the energy of the day brings us today to experience, to recognize, and to transform comes up in us as a picture or sensation. This can be very difficult when we work solely with the intellect, with the human mind. Only when we grasp the meaning of the words with our hearts, with our inner consciousness, will we become aware of some aspects that will enrich us and help us progress on the path to God, to our original nature.
So what do the words mature into say to us? It is the process of maturing from seed to harvest. Let us relate this to us human beings. The seed is the wish to draw closer to God. How do we draw closer to God? We have to water this seed again and again and lavish care and attention on the small plant that sprouts from it, until it finally becomes a majestic plant, a majestic tree, the inner life of the God-filled man. And this is how maturing on the inner path takes place for us. When the tree bears fruit, it shows itself in its fullness. It brings forth the law of its species, the law of the tree. And so we have to mature into the eternal law by working on ourselves in order to let the fruits of love, our heritage, become manifest.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, Gabriela gives us further insights into these spiritual correlations. She explains, every human being, himself, just like every soul, determines his own spiritual growth. Because he has free will, he decides when he gives up his burdens, the human, the sinful ways of behavior, so that the positive life, his spiritual heritage, can develop again more and more. His spiritual consciousness thus has to mature gradually because the human being is burdened. On the other hand, nature already bears maturity within. It brings forth its consciousness for us from within itself. It does not have to mature first. The plant only lets become outwardly visible what already lies within it, the maturity. The earthly forms of the powers of creation and of the children of creation, the earth with its stones, plants, and animals, will experience transformation through the power of the Son and the power of the Father, the primordial power.
When a stirring can be felt in us, let us remember, nothing happens to us by coincidence, because there is no coincidence. What we become aware of, including in the words we read or hear, wants to tell us something. What we feel and see in pictures speaks to us. It draws our attention to something that is important, maybe significant for us today, or it is a sign of admonishment. When we pay attention to this hint from the energy of the day, by actualizing it, we advance step by step on the path of growing and maturing.
The Christ of God speaks about the eternal life. There is neither beginning nor end, because God is, and we are in God. And Gabriela explains about this. For many, God is something abstract, something far away. Let us now learn to feel God in us, in the word God. What do the two words, God is, say to us? Let us take in the words quietly and consciously. If possible, let us speak them out loud and let the sound reverberate in us. God is. What comes up in us? The is the being eternally. God is the streaming eternal law. He has no beginning and no end. He is eternally being. Let us grasp the difference. God is the streaming omnipresent law. The Father, the form, came forth out of His law. He is a spirit being. He is infinite and inconceivable in the fullness of His light and in His radiation power. He is sublime.
Wo ist Gott?
Where is God? He is in every word that we speak. He is in each thought, in each sensation, in each stirring,
in allem, was wir tun,
in everything that we do, is God. Because God is the being, the stream of life that flows through everything and maintains everything. God is always present. God is in each particle of our soul, in every cell of our body. God is in every building block of matter. God is in each movement, because God is the life.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, let us take it as a task to become conscious. God is. Wherever we go, God is. Whatever comes towards us, God is. God is at our place of work. God is in our work. God is in our conversations. God is always present. He loves us. Let us trust God, and we will have confidence in Him. Let us call on Him in every situation. A sincere request for help, and God lets us know He is there. God is the positive power in every problem, in every difficulty, in all adversity. God is the pure in every sin. When we want to ask for forgiveness, we ask God that He stand by us, and He does stand by us.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, we who may read this text here are also still in the process of maturing spiritually. But we make our experiences and can confirm that it's true. God is always here to help us.
Lesen wir nun weiter in den Erläuterungen von Gabriele.
We continue reading in the explanations from Gabriele. When we sin, God calls us in good time, because he is in our feelings, sensations, thoughts, and in our words. God is always the quiet listener in us. He leaves us our free will. But if the child goes to God, the eternal inner listener, then God comes alive in us and in what we are asking for and helps us to solve our problems. He helps us in conversations. He helps us every step of the way, because God is love, the giving power. God is the father-mother principle, the creator power, also in the nature kingdoms. When we are walking through nature, we are walking with God and are walking through God, through His mighty stream, through nature, which He is.
God is. When we make ourselves aware of this again and again, then it begins to come alive in us and in our daily life too. This task and exercise, God is, can help us. For example, when we walk by a person and we want to belittle him, we will very quickly notice an inner push which says, "Stop! I am in your neighbor. Link with your neighbor, and you will learn to understand me, the life in all things, for God is." When we remember this task again and again, when we grow into this awareness, God is, then we will also learn to understand ourselves. Then we will also gain an understanding of our fellow man and respect for the nature kingdoms.
Durch die Worte, Gott ist.
Through the words, God is, the clear sensitivity for the good and divine is awakened and strengthened.
Ebenso erkennen wir,
on the other hand, we also recognize more quickly and in finer nuances what is not divine, the base humanness. We learn to clearly differentiate between the egocentric and the selfless. Our conscience gradually reacts more subtly so that we become more certain in our decisions.
Die selbstlose Liebe ist das wahre Leben, das göttlich ist.
The selfless love is the true life that is divine. We are on earth to become divine, that is, to become selfless love. Everything that is human is bitter. We don't always notice it. Often we feel it only very late. When we remember God is in the situations of the day, we become sensitive, more sensitive to our humanness, for our sinfulness, and we learn in time that we should turn back.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, in this program we were privileged to get a look together in the great cosmic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. In the explanations, Gabriela gave us the task to grow into the awareness God is. If you wish, try this help out. Let us all try it out in the coming time by including it in our work, in the family, during conversations, also when we go into nature. The day gives us many opportunities to sense the nearness of God, of the Free Spirit. You can also read what you heard today in the companion book to the program, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, to his disciples and apostles who could understand them, with the explanations from Gabriele at the beginning of Volume 1. If you would like to learn more from the great cosmic teachings, then already today we can invite you to tune in for the next program. Then we will hear what truth and freedom mean, and we may again take up the task, God is. For today, we want to take our leave of you, dear viewers, dear listeners. We wish you and all of us many experiences with the awareness, God is. All the best to you. Until next time, goodbye and greetings in God.